you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, May 4th, 2020. It's Memorization Monday, and I'll begin with the reading from Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. And our verse for this week is Proverbs 15:1. But I'll include these other verses as it talks so much about what's on our lips, what's on our tongue, what are we saying, and how are we saying it. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commands knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. A fool spurns his father's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings them trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so the hearts of fools. Wow, a lot to think about beginning this new week. And what is it? I think it's like day 44 on this journey of the stay-home lockdown. I think our governor on March 21st imposed that new rule or regulation that we're to stay at home. So it's day 44, everyone. How you doing? How you holding up? Well, I think today's verse is going to be very appropriate because there might be some tension in the home, some additional anxiety that could cause a flare-up of anger. Or for some of you men, you don't want to say you have an anger issue, probably like me too. We're just passionate, right? Nope. We have to control our tongues. We have to harness our anger. We really need an infusion of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, allowing the Holy Spirit to dampen our tendencies to act in the flesh and to bring about that healing, calm, comforting words and keep our spirit in check so that anger doesn't boil out, especially ungodly bouts of screaming, yelling, acting out in various ways. So we're going to study this together. As we'll look at Proverbs 15:1 specifically, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Through our reading 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart by Robert J. Morgan, but has been my practice the last 4 or 5 weeks as I've soloed on Monday, not having special guests sharing on our various Bible verses. So today again I've picked out some special music. You'll hear a brief devotional thought from a new friend, Veronica Flores, and a fun song to set the stage as we look at Proverbs 15:1. But first, a favorite of many of yours, In Christ Alone by Keith and Kristen Getty. For without the Lord involved and active in our lives, anger will become an ongoing problem, along with harsh words and other things that we'll regret saying. But allow this song to get you grounded in the knowledge that Christ loves you, in His power you can stand, and it's He that holds us up, providing us comfort, hope, security, and the ability to be a child of God. Here's Keith and Kristen Getty in Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ. Christ alone, who took on flesh.
Kristen Getty, in Christ alone, we can be secured in Christ, and I love that line, can never be plucked from his hand. And the fact that the power of Christ can be in me, what a comforting truth. Because as we look at Proverbs 15:1 today, we can't do that on our own. The verse says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. I don't know if you're like me, but I use a lot of words. And in hindsight, or after they've suddenly come out, before I could think it through, there's regret, shame, or sadness. Just like, oh gosh, why did I say that? Well, my new friend Veronica Flores has something to say about Proverbs 15:1. And I bet if you're like me, you can identify with her example, her insights, and the application that she shares.
Have you ever responded to someone's angry words with angry words? Did it help the situation? Probably not. Proverbs 15:1 tells us, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stirs up anger. I've often viewed this scripture as being the one that speaks kindly, gently, softly to someone who's talking to me angrily. But I had an experience the other day that gives a new meaning to the scripture for me. It's confession time, and it's quite embarrassing for me. But I want to share it with you in hopes that it will help you should you find yourself in this situation. I was upset with my husband, but this time I let anger take control of me. And what did I do? I started yelling at my husband. I'm not proud to admit that. And it wasn't just yelling. I mean, it was really yelling. Yelling to the point where I'm pretty sure the neighbors heard me. That's embarrassing. But my husband, he did what he always does. He lives by James 1:19. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. He didn't become angry with me. He listened to me, and then he did another thing that he always does. When I'm upset to the point of anger, my husband always has a gentle and kind response, which actually does help me to calm down. And it fulfills the scripture that says in Proverbs 15:1 that a soft answer turns away wrath. And even though my husband was speaking kindly and gently to me, I still kept yelling at him. I began to notice the more I yelled at my husband, the worse I felt. So I had to bring my tone down too. And when I began to lower my voice, even though I was still upset, I noticed that my anger started to subside. And then I felt awful. I am completely ashamed of that outburst. I'm definitely not proud of the way I spoke to my husband that day. He certainly didn't deserve it. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful that not only does my husband forgive me, but God forgives me. I am very grateful for the lesson the Lord taught me that day. Not only is it important to give a soft answer to turn away someone else's anger, but it's important to give a soft answer to turn away our own anger, because giving a soft answer does turn away wrath. In this life, we will be given many opportunities to give a soft answer to either someone else's anger or our own. So if somebody is speaking to you angrily, or you want to speak angrily, choose to give a soft answer so that you can grow in the Lord and influence the world all around you.
Well, thank you, Veronica, for those words. Very instructive. Great example. I'm sure many of us could identify with things that we've said to our spouse or good friends, or for that matter, children, family members, and how important it is to remember a gentle answer turns away wrath, and how our harsh words will stir up anger, or other people's harsh words will stir up anger in us, and how best to respond in a godly way. Well, here's a real fun song I got off the internet a few minutes ago. It's titled Proverbs 15:1. The message is evident. It might stick with you all day long. If you have children or grandchildren in the home, get them near the radio, sing along, and prepare for a reading on Proverbs 15:1.
So, Proverbs 15 verse 1 now, a really important verse. Let's listen to it, learn it, and put it into practice.
A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away.
The words of Proverbs 15:1 are words we need to hear. They say that when we speak in rage, it can cost us oh so dear. So let's learn God's wisdom, be careful how we speak. 'Cause if we don't, or simply won't, the consequence is bleak.
Duckhead, fish fish, ugly, mugly, stupid, useless, same to you. Do my head in, look who's talking.
Children, 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 let's hear these words together, then practice what they teach. Come on now,
a harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away.
Put it be in front of anger, and danger's what will come. It's easy to do lots of harm when you don't control your tongue. So let's learn God's wisdom and make unkind words cease. 'Cause if we will, our lives will fill with happiness and peace.
So sorry.
Please forgive me.
I shouldn't have said such nasty things.
Let's be friends.
Yes, let's forget this.
Children, 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 that was so good. Doesn't it feel better to say the right things? Come on now.
A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away. A harsh word stirs up anger, a gentle answer turns it away.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
That was a class. classic song and narration I pulled off the internet. Thank you, God, for Google. I just typed in Proverbs 15:1 songs, came across it, and thought it was perfect to set up our reading today from Robert J. Morgan's book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The book of Proverbs is packed with verses about our tempers and our tongues. If you need some help with anger management or mouth control, read through Proverbs with a red pencil, circle every verse you find on these topics, then type them on your computer or write them on a page in your notebook. Read over this list, find the best verses for you, and memorize it. After you have memorized it, learn the second best verse for you, and so on until the power of God's Word melts away the hardened habits of tongue and temper. You might want to start with Proverbs 15:1. This verse applies particularly to the tone of our voices. It talks about a gentle answer or a harsh word. The adjectives gentle and harsh have more to do with the way we speak than what we actually say. Many times we speak the right words with the wrong attitude, making a good situation bad or a bad situation worse. Other verses in Proverbs govern the contents of what we say, but Proverbs 15:1 is devoted to the intonation, inflection, volume, pitch, and timbre of our voices. It includes the expression on our face and the body language behind our words. Want to be wise, mature, less stressed, and less stressful to others? Become a Proverbs 15:1 person. I like that idea. Before I read this story cited in this book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, I want to point out that this farmer referred to certainly doesn't farm in Illinois or Indiana. It must be an example of somebody far, far away. Professor Robert Weber relays a childhood memory of living near a cantankerous farmer. One day Robert strayed over the property line and picked a bucket of blackberries on the neighbor's land. The man burst out the front door, waving his fists and shouting threats. Robert ran home and told his dad what had happened, and the two marched over to the neighbor's house. Robert thought his dad would tell the old farmer a thing or two, but when the man came to the door, Mr. Weber said, "Mr. Farmer, I'm sorry my son was on your property. Here, I want you to have these blackberries." The man was disarmed. "Hey," he said, "I'm sorry I yelled at the boy. I don't even like blackberries. You keep them, and you can pick all the berries you want." Walking back home, Mr. Weber looked down at his son and said, "The scripture says, a soft answer turns away wrath. Remember that, Robert." Years later, Robert Weber wrote, "I've not always lived up to that scripture or to the example of my father, but I've never forgotten those words or my dad's actions that gave those words meaning." And this chapter closes out with a quote by Joseph Parker. "Grievous words stir up anger as certainly as an effect follows its cause. For the moment, they seem to be smart and spirited, betraying a dignified temper and a haughty courage, but in reality they are nothing more than proofs of littleness, spitefulness, chagrin, or other emotion lying on the same degraded line." Joseph Parker. That causes pause to stop and think. Well, listening friend, like most Mondays, as we look at various scriptures, there's always points of application that I hope are of healthy conviction, where God impresses maybe this new truth or an insight or a fundamental change that you and I have to make as we dedicate ourselves to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, His disciples, and exhibit that high calling to be God's ambassadors to this hurting world. So take heart, God loves you. He wants you to be careful with your words. He wants you to be that effective representative that brings calm and healing and hope to those around you. And remember Proverbs 15:1 today and throughout this week, and maybe throughout your life. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. May God continue to remind us of this proverb and its truth throughout our lives. And I know sometimes before I call someone, I'll try to say a prayer. Lord, help me with what I say or how I respond, or help me not be a reactionary, as I'm really kind of quick oftentimes with a comeback. And I think somebody one time said, be a thermostat and not a thermometer. The thermometer goes up and down according to the outside elements, the weather conditions, where a thermostat kind of sets the tone. And so be tone setters and become a Proverbs 15:1 person. Hey, by the way, we're working on a newsletter and a special program guide that'll update our three different formats, the WLUJ family of stations, the WGNN program guide, and the WGNJ program guide, which will include six new frequencies to the west, covering Bloomington, Carlinville, Lincoln, Decatur, Springfield, and a number of other towns. So that's in the works. It'll take a few weeks. But if you've not written us in the last few years, now would be the time to contact us. So you can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Media Group. God bless you and have a great day and night.
It's time to change our ways. Sing out with joy and praise. His Son died for our sins. Why commit them all again? We're all called to serve, though not one of us deserves.